Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm certainly not hearing anything from the church at the moment. So we'll try and sort those gremlins out. Because obviously, if I can't hear the organ, then I'm not going to be able to turn the words on for the hymn. So we'll continue. I apologise for having to do this from home this morning, but unfortunately, both Dawn and I tested positive for COVID today. So so we will try and do the best we can under the circumstances that we have. So we're going to kick off this morning by lighting the candles. So if somebody could light the five candles for me, that would be absolutely fantastic. Thanks, Sophie. And I'm going to need obviously somebody in the church building to obviously stand so that roughly where Sophie is and let me know when to turn the slides on for the hymns. That would be great if someone could do that. Otherwise, we're all going to get completely lost this morning. Thanks, Sophie. That's fantastic. So we light the fifth and final candle. So all five are lit this morning. The Christmas candle to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. A boy has been born to us. A son is given to us. Glory be to God on high and peace on earth amongst people of goodwill. And a prayer from the Reverend Leah Willits. God, our Creator, we offer this humble prayer on Christmas Day. We come to worship with a song of thanks in our hearts, a song of redemption, a song of hope and renewal. We pray for joy in our hearts, hope in our God, love to forgive, and peace upon the earth. We ask for the salvation of all our family members and friends, and we pray your blessing on all people. May there be bread for the hungry, love for the unlovable, healing for the sick, protection for our children, and wisdom for our youth. We pray for the forgiveness of sinners and abundant life in Christ. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your love and power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We're going to start this morning by singing a very well-known carol, Joy to the World, The Lord Has Come. Thanks, Brian. Gremlins this morning, guys. It's a bit tricky, this. Okay. Well, now, normally, what we'd normally do now, of course, is to see what things people have brought this morning along. Now, I don't know how many of you this morning have actually brought something along to church that has appeared under the tree. I'm not quite sure if you've bought anything, but if you have, maybe you could share those later. Have a look round and just see what people have bought. So I'm just going to skip that, but I'm just going to kick straight off with the Christmas story this morning. And if you've got a device or a Bible, the story comes from Matthew chapter 2, and I'm going to tell it just slightly differently.
The Story of Christmas, Jesus and the Wise Men. This is Jesus.
Hoo-yah!
Jesus is the Son of God who would grow up to do amazing things. His parents on earth were Mary and Joseph.
Hey-o.
Jesus was born in a barn because there was no room for him anywhere else in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was part of Judea, an area that was ruled by a king named Herod. King Herod was in Jerusalem when some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking,
"Excuse me,
where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose and we have come to worship him." When Herod heard that there was another king born in Judea, he was very upset, as was everyone else in Jerusalem.
Yeah, not you.
So Herod called all the important priests and Jews together and asked them where this king was supposed to be born. The Jews knew that their king would eventually come, and it was always told to them that the king of the Jews, the savior of the world, would be born in Bethlehem. So they told that to King Herod. Then King Herod thought of a way to trick the wise men. So he called a private meeting with them and learned from them when the king of the Jews' star first appeared.
Oh, good.
And then King Herod told the wise men, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I can go and worship him too."
Okay. Hey, on your way.
But secretly, Herod wanted to know where the king of the Jews was so he could get rid of him. So the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where Jesus was, and the wise men were filled with joy.
Woo-hoo!
They went into the house and saw Mary and Jesus.
Hello!
Oh, look! Wow!
And they bowed down and worshipped Jesus.
Wait!
They gave him special gifts fit for the king that he was, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then God warned them in a dream to not go home through Jerusalem, where King Herod was, but God told them to go home a different way. So they did. And then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up." The angel told Joseph to go to Egypt with Mary and Jesus because Herod was looking to kill Jesus. That very night, Joseph left for Egypt with Jesus and Mary. They stayed in Egypt until Herod was gone, and it was safe for them to go home to Israel. When they returned, an angel warned them about the new ruler of Judea, who was Herod's son.
This way.
So Joseph and his family went to the region of Galilee and found their new home in the town of Nazareth.
Look good?
Yep.
We'll take it.
Where Jesus would grow up and eventually do all the amazing things God had planned for him to do.
It's a good story, isn't it? Brian, come and play for us again. We're going to sing our second carol this morning. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Thank you.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for Christmas. We thank you that we can come together, even though it's under slightly different circumstances than what we were expecting. We can still be together as a fellowship on Christmas morning. And Lord, I pray that you will be with us this morning as we just share around your word now. Thank you for the excitement of Christmas and everything that it means. I pray, Lord, you will give us a great day, whatever we're doing today. But for the next few moments, we're going to look into your word and see what we can learn from the wise men that came to see you all those years ago. So allow your Holy Spirit to just be with us wherever we are, in your name. Amen. I guess if you were to ask, what are the top five words that come to mind when you think about Christmas? Many people would have gifts or presents in that list. And who doesn't like opening presents? For many of us, planning begins way before Christmas, and often even before December the 1st comes into view. Now, those of you that have had to endure me sitting here and talking to you over the years will have come to realise that I, like James Bond, will always have the same thing on my Christmas wish list that gets posted to Santa. And I guess many of you remember a few years back that I actually got to unwrap what was on my list. I don't know if you can see this morning, but here it is. It's my very own Aston Martin. And yes, I know it's just a little corgi green car, and it's not quite what I was expecting. So someone needs to remind me for future years that I need to give Father Christmas a little more descriptive text to go alongside my list. But do you know, in many ways, this little car means a lot to me. It sits by the television in our lounge, and every time I see it, it makes me smile and remember fondly the giver and the circumstances that it was given. So I wouldn't part with it. It's become special to me. And our story today also talks about giving gifts. And although they may seem a little odd to give a child, each of course had a very special meaning. Wise men travelling from different lands to see a very special boy risking a great deal in order to finally come and worship the Christ child. And just like the shepherds, they were filled with joy and worship Jesus before presenting their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Gold for the King of Kings. Jesus left the splendor of heaven and came down to earth. The Magi honoured this royal birth, proclaiming Jesus as King. And I wonder this morning, if we proclaim Jesus as King, is he King in your life? Is he allowed full and free reign over mine? So let's not get caught up in the commercialism of Christmas, but rather remember to stop, breathe, and say thank you to God for all the good things that he's done for us. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God on high. And many people from all sorts of religions burn incense as part of their worship. This was also true of the high priest of Israel, who would burn incense in the temple. And this gift of frankincense shows Jesus as our high priest, who has made atonement for our sins and now continues to minister in heaven. Ephesians 5:2 says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Now, I don't know if any of you have smelt frankincense, but apparently it has a very aromatic, earthly, citrusy, sweet scent, similar to rosemary. So I can imagine it smells pretty good. I'm left wondering if my worship to Jesus is a sweet-smelling aroma, as I am sure very often that I'm falling well short in my attitude to worship. And sometimes it can be hard work, can't it? But God wants us to have daily fellowship with him, not just at Christmas, And what better way to begin than to enter into an attitude of worship as we begin to seek his face on this special celebration, Christmas Day. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathes the life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Embalming liquid would seem such a weird gift to give a baby, no matter what era it was done in, and I'm not sure what Mary thought at the time. I guess she might have treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. But this gift, of course, was pointing to the final chapter of Jesus' earthly life, when he gave it up for you and me. This tiny child who would change the world forever, impacting so many lives. This really is an exciting day, a celebration and joy. So that's the gifts the wise men bought, but what about you and me? What can we bring to Jesus this Christmas time? Well, as the words of this carol says, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? My heart.
If I bake a Christmas cake and dozens of mince pies, but have not love, I'm just another harassed housewife. If I decorate my house with outdoor fairy lights and a twinkling Christmas tree, but have not love, I'm just wasting electricity for no reason. If I write 100 Christmas cards and stick a newsletter in each one, but have not love, I only gain writer's cramp. Love stops baking to phone a friend in need. Love stops decorating to hug a child. Love stops shopping to visit a lonely neighbour. Love does not envy the colour-coordinated Christmas decorations in another's house, nor the neatly wrapped presents under a neighbour's tree. Love does not write vain Christmas letters boasting of this year's achievements. Love does not just send cards to those who can return the favour. Love does not only buy presents for those who can return the favour. Love does not work out how much a friend will spend on you and then seek not to spend a penny more. Love knows the joy of giving without counting the cost. Love is patient when faced with a queue at the post office and smiles at those sharing the experience. Love does not get angry and shout at the kids to stay out of the way. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Computer games break, chocolates soon vanish, Christmas trees drop their leaves. But the gift of love endures forever. Love is not just for Christmas, it lasts the whole year through. Christ is not just for Christmas, he wants to stay with you forever.
How true is that? Christ is not just for Christmas. And he does want to stay with us forever, doesn't he? So this Christmas, as your day unfolds, in whatever way that would happen to be, spend a moment to think about the greatest gift ever given, Jesus, Saviour of the world. Let's remember to crown him King in our lives, worship him as Lord of our lives, and praise him for the sacrifice which gives us life everlasting. Amen. We're going to finish this morning, our short service, by singing a great carol. Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, and Jesus Christ, her little child. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Jesus, this Christmas time, may we be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever. Amen. Have a great day, everybody, whatever you're doing.